Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is the first night of DBA Last Take. It's been about five seasons since we've been on the air, but we're gonna be on the air this season since the DBA is stabilized and we have some good competition, a lot of new owners. So we'll see how this year's season goes. Tonight we're gonna be talking about the bidding. Well, we were supposed to do a bidding special last Saturday, but seeming that the bidding actually got started really early, we weren't able to do that. By the time we're about to go on the air around 6:30, I think the bid had started 9 in the morning or something like that. So, either way, the first thing I wanted to talk about tonight was the bidding up. There was a lot of owners complaining about their player being bid up pretty much by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, if some of these bids were placed or some of these bids were placed and because these owners actually wanted these players, I'm not positive. My take on bidding up is, I mean, you can do it at your own risk. There's a chance that you're going to get stuck with a player that's not going to play for you. There's also a chance that you're going to get stuck with a player that may retire, may quit, or actually, as we saw in the playoff series with Portland and Houston last season, a player that actually may be willing to throw a game or two. So, like I said, you can do it at your own risk. Me, personally, I would prefer to get into bidding and get out of bidding as fast as possible. But at the same time, I don't know. We'll just see how the bidding goes in the future. I actually like the fact that the AGM is not there anymore and that the max bid is $9 million. I think we only had one max bid this season, which was $9 million. And that was, I think, I connected to a Texas Boogie, formerly known as I connected for the Hawks. Did they overspend for him? I think most people believe they did. But like I said, G's been owner in the league before. He actually went to the championship when he was owner before with the Lakers. So I'm pretty sure he knows what he's doing. But I think they got a little cheaper than that price. I believe the highest bid this season was Abyss at 11.5, which came as a shock to most people. Obviously, Abyss has been a solid player around this league since season one. End of the day, I think that bid was placed because he is the commissioner, and I don't know, maybe someone looking for favors, but as we've seen in the past, even with Fatal Attack was commissioner, or even Cole Shadow was vice president, you know, whatever he was, co-commissioner. It doesn't happen that way normally. We've only had one incident, you know, I think in season 4.1, when something like that conspired, and the Red Names took care of it right off the bat. So I want to go through some of the teams here that I think did pretty well in the bidding.